Just one thank you this week, and that's for the stamps. We will pass them on as usual.
If you're interested in arts and crafts, including basket weaving, textiles, clay work, painting, sculpture, papier-mâché, and anything else you would like to try, then go along on Wednesdays between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. or on Thursdays between 10 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. and give it a go. The sessions cost £3. For more information, contact Mark or Elaine on 01603 629 558. That's 01603 629 558.
The NNAB Book Club. If you are no longer able to enjoy reading, go along and rediscover your love of reading through the Audio Book Club. It meets between 1:30 and 3 p.m. at the 2nd Air Division Library in the Forum, Norwich, on the second Monday of every month for a chat and to discuss the book of the month. The next meeting is on the 10th of April. To learn more, call Mark or Elaine on 01603 629 558 or email marksmith@nnab.org.uk.
Music Mondays. Can you sing or play an instrument? Even if the answer is no, but I'd like to, go along and join the singers Rachel and Jill at an informal acoustic music group on the second Monday of every month. The next session is on the 10th of April, that's the 10th of April, and runs from 1:30 to 3:30 at the Bradbury Activity Centre. All singers, musicians and aspiring performers of any level are welcome. Admission is just £3, including refreshments. For more information and to book your place, contact Mark or Elaine on 01603 629 558 or email marksmith@nnab.org.uk.
The Norwich Macular Group meetings take place on the second Friday of each month between 12 noon and 2 p.m. at the Bradbury Activity Centre, and refreshments are available. There is often a guest speaker who gives a talk on a variety of topics, including equipment available to aid everyday tasks and advances in treatment for macula. The next meeting takes place on the 14th of April. For further information, contact Derek Heffer on 01603 861 554.
And that's all from Information Desk for this week. And now to more stories, including the hope for a better future for Earlham House and a scheme to boost trade and tourism in the city centre. But first, time stands still at City Hall.